Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. Build, Grow, and Enjoy. BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk. Very special, special broadcast today for BGE Radio. It is Tuesday, October the 29th. Can you believe it? We have about, 29, 30, about 2 more days left of this month, and we're going right into November. Halloween is upcoming. So for all of you that are in the trick-or-treat spirit, be safe out there as you're, getting your candy, getting your treats, getting your tricks. But, 2 more months and 2014 is here. It's just amazing how time is flying. BillGrowAndEnjoy.com, you can get on over to there and become a free member or just go over there and check out the great things that's happening with Bill, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio and Television. As many of you guys know, make sure you click BGE TV 132. You can check out the Red Pump Project with the Knees Inc., huge HIV organization in Atlanta, as we move forward with the 2014 World AIDS Day that's going to be kicking off November the 29th through December the 1st in Atlanta due to the HIV crisis that is taking place down there, number one for HIV and AIDS, with African-American women contracting the HIV virus, and number 6 overall in the nation. So definitely get on over to BGE TV 132. You can hyperlink BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. Just click it, and you can go there and watch, what's going on and the education and what are some of the stats and just how, Anise is out there really, really creating that awareness to, protect yourself because women are dying in Atlanta at an alarming, alarming rate. At Kalithia, you can follow me on Twitter at BGE_radio, also for the radio station or the radio network as a whole. And speaking of November, can you believe that November the 1st, 2013, marks BGE Radio and Television's third year running and counting? Helping others and making a difference is one of the most powerful forces, not only on a personal level, but in business. Serve others and remain relevant. So I would just like to say thank you, listeners and viewers, for all your continued feedback and support. Excited for the great things to come with our affiliates, Blog Talk Radio and Open Vision Network. Team BGE, you rock. And, as of right now and as of today, our stats with our affiliates are just amazing. In less than 3 years, 23 million plus unique listeners per month, 31 million plus visitors per month, 60,000 plus subscribers, 6 million plus social media impacts per month, 3.1 million plus unique extended web visitors from Twitter and Facebook monthly, 45,000 plus monthly social media mentions monthly. It's just amazing. Helping others, that's what we're here for, serving others, skill set, our experience, our testimony, it makes a difference. And let BGE be that one to tell you. We have hit these numbers in less than 3 years, and it's just amazing. Like I said, we couldn't do it without your listeners, your viewers, all of the community leaders, our guests, everyone that come on here, and just really letting BGE radio and television be the voice of the community. So I just like to share that, and, even though, when I saw the vision of Bill Grown and Joy 3 years ago, I never thought that it would be taken off at this level, but I just could not do it without the many of you guys, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much. And in appreciation, it's amazing, you just never know what direction your life may take you. And sometimes you just have to really, really thank someone that can take a tragic situation and really impact your life. And that's what our show today is about. After tragedy struck not only Ryan and his family in 2013, but to the whole community by losing his best friend after a drunk driving accident, Ryan Hiller decided to take this horrible misfortune to do what he could to prevent a similar type of tragedy from ever happening again to his audience. It's not often that someone can take a tragedy and turn it into a positive message. However, that is what Ryan Hilliard has done. As he reaches out to audience as an inspirational and motivational speaker with through his organization, the DUI Experience, don't underestimate the impact. Welcome to BGE Radio, Ryan. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you very much for having me. It's an honor.
Yes, yes. It's just so exciting. You know, many people have just been, you know, tweeting and, you know, kind of buzzing in and like, wow, this is amazing. And I know that you just got back from doing a huge speaking engagement in London. So first, let everyone know about your story. Then let us, you know, guide us right into what, you know, of course we know what motivated you for the DUI Experience, but just really getting into how this is making an impact and how you can maybe come in and support those that are in need of you being that motivation for them.
Yeah, well, a little over about 10 years ago, I lost my best friend to a drunk driver, and I was ejected from the car 60 feet from the car with 3 broken ribs, lacerations in my kidneys, spleen, and liver, over the eye fracture, and I was put in a coma. And after 17 days later, I woke up from that coma, and I'm 30 years old right now, and I don't have kids of my own yet, but you know, I can only imagine what it's like to have, you know, your child, you know, lifeless in a hospital bed, you know, not moving, not doing anything, you know, being fed by a tube, and, you know, having, you know, my parents wonder if I was going to wake up or not, you know. After 17 days, I finally woke up, and not knowing what happened, I was confused, why these cords attached to me, who are the people around me, and then a little after, probably 2 weeks after the hospital, I was wondering where my best friend Matt was at, and I didn't know where he was. You know, we grew up together, you know, we know each other since we're 12 years old, we played baseball together, we played football together, we were best friends for life. And I was just curious to see where he was at. And, I called him. I left a message saying, hey, Matthew, I was in a car accident, and I haven't heard from you. Where have you been at? And, each day, you know, my brain was still healing from the car accident. And I was catching on more and more. And that night, my family sat me down and said, Ryan, there was 3 of you guys in the car, not 2. Matt didn't make it, and you were the driver. And I didn't know, how to react. I was puzzled and raged. I was, confused, and I bursted into tears, not knowing again how to react, and I was devastated of, how could I lose my best friend? I was, growing up, I was a very popular kid in high school, and I played football as a football captain, and I knew where all the party scenes were at, and I always knew not to drink and drive, and it turns out that I was the driver of that night, and I'm the reason why my best friend's not here today. And there's obviously some legal consequences, but obviously I have to live knowing that I'm the reason why my best friend's not here. And so what came to it was I wanted to help others not make the same mistake that my friends and I did by drinking and driving. And I got very, very, very lucky. Only serving a year in county jail, I got very, very, very lucky that my best friend's parents did not want to press charges against me you know, because they knew that it was an accident, and you know, it wasn't intentional. But I did get charged with involuntary manslaughter.
Right.
And you know, that was still hard, just knowing that you know, I'm the reason why my best friend's not here today, and I wanted to, you know, make a difference. You know, and in when I was incarcerated, I just I started writing my story. I wanted to help other people not make the same mistake my friends and I did by drinking and driving. And the first time I ever really talked about my accident was in my college public speaking course, and the impact I had on my peers alone, you know, my peers were crying the way I tell my story. I'm like, wow, I have a message to share with people. And it just took off from there. And that's when I started, you know, I wanted to come up with an acronym, you know, the DUI experience, you know, and the DUI stands for Don't Underestimate the Impact, because what I've been through, and it doesn't just affect you, it affects everyone.
Right.
You know, your friends, your family, and, you know, the community in itself. You know, it affects everyone. You know, you don't realize how many people it affects.
Right.
Of what you're going through.
Right. Right. And I can just imagine the impact, because your message is so relatable to the young adults. Because I mean, we all been there. You know, it's just it just happens.
Yeah.
We all have been there. You know, we're young, we're doing things we're not thinking. We think we're invincible, and it just happens. So, you know, and in today's society, you know, it's just even more. You know, young adults are not like being back in the 70s or the 80s. You know, times are a little more advanced now, and things just happen. So, you know, it's just awesome that you are able to take this tragedy and turn it into a positive message, because I am sure as God is using you and you're walking on your journey, you have saved lives, you know, even though you may get the feedback, you may not, but I'm sure you have impacted for someone to really second think, a young adult, I'm not going to do this because look what happened to Ryan.
Yeah, and, you know, just, so I know when I was in high school and somebody would talk to us about, you know, drunk driving, they were my parents' age or my grandparents' age, and, you know, they couldn't relate to what we were going through because, you know, we were too smart and that it's not going to happen to us. And I give an analogy when I do my presentations that, you know, there's two groups in the room. There's 70% and there's 30%. 70% of the people in the room are going to have to listen to what I have to say, retain it, use it later on in life, and then, you know, they're going to save a life. But then there's that 30% where, just like me, that's where I was, that 30% where you don't think it'll happen to you.
Right.
And, you know, that's the crowd that I'm trying to target the most.
Right.
And then once I do my presentations, you know, having people come up to me and just, you know, expressing their tears, their emotions out, you know, I really touch them, and, you know, I hopefully save their lives, you know, and they said, thank you so much for your story, your message. And, you know, the way I tell my story, I do a PowerPoint presentation. I tell it in third person. And it's a very, very impacting story of how I tell it. And once I get the reaction of my audience, you know, I speak from to middle schoolers to law enforcement to military across the nation. And it's all just from word of mouth. And it's just such a great feeling knowing that I could help save just one life. you know, right. And that's what it's all about.
Right, right. And your organization is growing. For many of those, go ahead and let them know first, you know, how they can get to your website to see more information. You even have a video up that kind of gives a visual and the story, and they can actually see you in the walk and you're out there, you know, doing what you do. But after you shared that, also your social media information, I know that your organization is growing, and you're soon going to be having programs, other resources. Tell us a little more about that also.
Yeah, my resources, what I would like to do is have other speakers underneath, under my name, because I know it's just not with just underage drinking, or just drunk driving alone. There's, you know, there's suicide, there's, you know, bullying, and I want to try to get, you know, more resources under my name for different speakers. To be under my organization,
right.
You know, and then just help other people, because it's, you know, just helping one life, you know, you just don't think it'll happen to you, and it will.
Right, right. Let everyone know your website information, social media information, and how they can contact or reach out to you if they'd like to have you come.
It's my website is called theduiexperience.com, and on Facebook it's facebook.com/theduiexperience, Twitter.com/theduiexperience, and if you want to contact me through email, it's Ryan, R-Y-A-N, at theduiexperience.com. You know, each presentation, I customize it to fit my audience's needs. You know, because each presentation I do is customized to make sure it's to the right age appropriate, so that, you know, I have different clips that I show, for different age range in regards to that.
Right. Right. Ryan, in addition to what, you know, has been shared by you to us, I don't know, this question just came to me, and I guess, you know, it's just meant for Vinny to hear this. We know the, you know, from what the story's been told publicly, you know, how it's changed your life. But internally, let us know how it has changed your life with this experience happening in your life.
Well, how it's changed my life, I mean, I was in a really deep, dark place, you know, turning, because I felt hopeless. You know, after losing my best friend, and I felt so much guilt, and I turned to, I had some physical pain from my back, from my car accident, and I obviously had emotional pain, and my doctor started prescribing me pain medication, which is another growing epidemic in our society today, which I turned to cover up that pain. I wanted to numb that feeling that I kept feeling, you know, so I didn't have to think about my accident, to about losing my best friend. And, you know, I'm seeking, you know, I got help that I need, and where I'm at now is where I just want to be and help other people not make the same mistake that my friends and I did by drinking and driving.
Mm-hmm. And I guess I just wanted you to share that for those that, you know, I'm sure you're not the only one that have went through the same experience as you. You know, what would you tell those that are maybe listening and wasn't able to take their tragedy, you know, dealing with the same things that you have to deal with and turn it into a positive message? What would you encourage them, you know, from, you know, you being, you know, in their shoes and having to experience it yourself? Because some people just go downhill and can't get up.
Yeah, you know, and that's, I was right in those shoes. I was, you know, going downhill for a long time. And, you know, I didn't know where I was going to go. And what inspired me is because, you know, I saw it happen to, I mean, I didn't know, had some friends of a friend that happened to, and I'm like, wow, this could have been, you know, prevented if, you know, maybe they heard my story. And there's always choices to be made. If people have a plan to help, you know, not make that choice, it's all, again, it's all about choices and what they do with that, you know, and move forward. Having the choice to make a plan to get home safe. Now, are you referring to, like, my situation? And
yeah, because I'm sure there was someone is out there that's listening that did already drink and drive, and the same thing had happened to them, and they just wasn't able to get out that hole. Maybe they need to hear from someone that can relate to them that's been through it, encouraging them to turn it into something positive and not stay down in that dark area. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and because, and, you know, I forget who told me this, but I think it was my old, one of my old coaches. If you ever want to feel good about yourself, you know, go out and help someone else. And, you know, once you help someone else, you feel so much better about yourself. And once I did that, you know, I had so much relief, so much, you know, off my shoulders, so much pressure off my shoulders, and, you know, I felt so much better about myself, giving back to community. You know, people who would be in my situation, you know, there is hope. You know, you just got to want it bad enough. And if it's, you know, I should be dead right now, but there's some reason, somehow, right now, I'm here. By looking at me today, you would never know I was in a car accident as bad as I was. And I'm glad I'm here. There's a reason I'm here, and there's a reason that, you know, another person in my same situation is here. They have a message to share, and, you know, I hope they take that chance to make the right choice to help others make not the same choice that they did.
Right. Right. I don't know why I was moved to ask you that, because I'm sure someone's listening and that just need to be out there, and that's important, you know, not just the preventive ways of what you're doing, but what about those that have already been through it and just cannot get out that dark area and just crushed, and, you know, sometimes you have to hear it from the person that has walked your walk, and that's why, I don't know, I was just moved to have that happy share.
Yeah.
And thank you for doing that. Just thank you so much. And I'm sitting up here trying to use my words, just, you know, so right. I'm just like, because I'm just feeling your, you know, the pain, and, you know, and I can just, I can't even imagine what you've been through. It's just crazy, but I just needed that to come out, because I feel like someone's listening and need to hear that, you know, so that they don't die in depression.
And I hope someone is listening that's been in my situation. You know, I would love to hear from them. You know, please contact me, you know, at ryan@theuexperience.com. You know, I want to help you get through whatever it is that you're going through, because I've been there. I've been through literally, you know, like hell and back. You know, I escaped death. I should have been dead. And for some miracle, I'm here today, and, you know, and I have a message to share, and I've obviously matured from this accident, and And I want to help people not make the same mistake. I know that there's people out there that are struggling with the same things that I have. And I'm willing to help them. Just anything I can do to help them not make the same mistake, because it's just going to get worse.
Right. And there's a couple of callers, Ryan. Would you like to speak to this?
Sure, of course.
Caller 707-6480. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio. I don't think we lost him. Let's see for this one. Caller 210-5112. Welcome to BGE Radio. If you'd like to speak, just press 1. 210-5112. Hello? Oh, Brian, I think we'll just come back. Sometimes I get shy, too. All right, let's take a quick break. And when we get back, if there's anything else you'd like to share in your organization, definitely would like, you know, for everyone to know how they can donate to your organization, how they can support you on your journey, and then any additional information that we may have not covered that you'd like to share with the listeners. So we'll be right back, and we'll go ahead and get into that.
All right. Sounds great.
Hey, it's Keith Keller in Melbourne, Australia, and you are listening to the only Jay and Rocks the Boss, host of Socially Yours, on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. Remember, you are already awesome. Our job is to make you world famous.
Hi, and welcome to Socially Yours. My name is Jamil Wilborn, and I'm going to be your host. If you have not figured out by now, social media is definitely not a fad. Social media has become more and more popular. Facebook has over 1 billion monthly users. And then Twitter, 500 million total users. And I'm going to show you how to utilize all of them.
Socially Yours is being brought to you live by BGE Radio.
Need help with your marketing plan? Diamond Roots can virtually guarantee that you succeed in meeting your business objectives. Visit www.diamondroots.com. Diamond Roots is a premier marketing and PR agency focused on providing cutting-edge strategies for business-to-business communication campaigns that deliver tangible results. Visit www.diamondroots.com or call 404-228-3052. That's 404-228-3052.
And we are back. We are back. Bill Grown Enjoy BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. Very special broadcast with founder and CEO of the DUI Experience. Don't underestimate the impact. Speaking with me, Ryan Hillard, on the great things that his organization is doing out in the community, not just nationally or locally where he is located on the West Coast in the USA, but globally. Accolades, you can follow me on Twitter, BillGrownEnjoy.com. Ryan, can you let everyone know your website and your social media information once again?
Certainly. It is www.theduiexperience.com. I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/theduiexperience, and Twitter /theduiexperience. And my email would be Ryan, R-Y-A-N, at theduiexperience.com if people would like to get in touch with me, if they have any questions, you know, if I can help them any way. I would love to hear from anyone, you know, getting messages from after I do a presentation at a school, university, you know, that just brings out the best in me, just knowing that I could help them. It's the best feeling, knowing that I could help someone.
Right. And that same email is where they can contact you if they'd like to donate and support you, you know, as you go forward on your journey, correct?
Yes, yes. I'm just setting up my website's under some construction right now. And then I'm always, I'm in the process of 501.3c of a nonprofit organization. If they can help me donate some funds, because the funds that I do get from the schools and organizations I do speak at, I take a portion of that and donate that into my best friend's scholarship fund at Chapman University in Southern California.
Wow, tell us more about that.
It's a scholarship foundation that my best friend's parents set up at Chapman University, because my best friend, he was a student at Chapman University, and they wanted it in his name. So a lot of the money that I get from speaking goes towards that scholarship fund. To help out other people and just give back to the community.
Right. For the young adults, which is the target market that, so most needed for your message. That's just awesome, mm-hmm. Ryan. Awesome.
Thank you.
God is definitely using you, and you just continue doing what you're doing. He's blessing you, your life, everything. Your walk, your journey, everything. It's just amazing. I can only imagine. And all I can do is commend you.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Now, is there anything else you'd like to cover that we haven't covered, Ryan? And just you can go through that. And then in all my shows, I like to leave words of encouragement, whatever you feel that's in your spirit, to the listeners. Leave it with us.
Just being incarcerated was really hard, not only for me but for my family. My mom's one of my best friends, and she came to visit me in jail every weekend, every time she could, and it wasn't. And that was just really hard, just try to pick up a phone to talk to her. I couldn't touch her. I couldn't, hug her. I had a glass between us. And, just seeing my mom cry, I don't want to cause my mom any pain. That was just really hard, being incarcerated in jail. And, I was ashamed of what I did, and I was, I hurt a lot of people with my actions, and I'm just hoping that I can just give back and to society with my message and with my story. My story is just the beginning right now. I know that I have plenty more of messages that I'm giving out there, I just want to help others not make the same mistake.
Right. So what do you encourage? What do you encourage them, the listeners? More than encouragement you can tell them.
I would definitely encourage them to, think before, what you're going to be doing, because I'm the type of person who really takes risk on what I do, and I really, really stress that people, really think of the outcome of what's going to happen if you do this, and if you take the higher road other than, taking the short route or the easier route, what's going to be the outcome of something, that's going to change your life, but maybe the lives of others too. You always want to think and have a plan of what's going to happen.
Right. Think before you act.
Yes.
Before you act.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, Ryan, as I said just a few minutes ago, God is definitely using you, and I'm not going to preach to you. You already know that. You know, we had our one-on-one talk, and, you know, he's blessing you, even though it's a tragic situation. Sometimes those things happen to us in our lives because really, truly, we're here for others and to make a difference in others' lives, and that's what God is using you for. So I personally, and we here at BGE, you know, BGE Radio and Bill Grow and Enjoy, we bless you in your journey and your walk, and just speak favor upon you on your journey as you're out there making a difference and saving lives, because that's what you're doing.
Thank you. That really means a lot.
Well, it's just been absolutely, I'm grateful to have you here. I know you're tired. You just got back from London, and, you know, and you got our support. So you know how to contact us. You know where we're at, but we're behind you 100%, buddy.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate everything you guys have done with me with BG Radio and TV. You know, I honestly can't thank you enough for everything you guys helped me with.
Absolutely. And, oh, just so everyone can know, BGE TV 132, they're going to be able to catch your PR, your promo, and, you know, your quick little short little, I guess, ad on the television network, BGE TV. So I would just like to tell everyone to be on the lookout. They should get over there and subscribe so they get the whole little network, but that's coming soon also.
And that's on, it's on BGE?
BGE TV 132. You can go to BillGrownEnjoy.com and just click BGE TV 132. I know you're speaking to the executive producer of the network, so I'm just letting all the listeners know to be on the lookout that your story is coming in the visual soon.
Okay. Great. And I still have more videos that I'm working on that will explain a lot more too.
Exactly. And that's what they need to see. Well, Ryan, you get some rest. Blessings on your journey, and just thank you for taking the time and joining us here on BGE Radio and Television.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Awesome, awesome. And there you guys have it, Ryan Hillard, CEO, founder of the DUI Experience. Don't underestimate the impact. For more information, you can get on over to theduiexperience.com. Read on Ryan's bio. The galleries, there's a lot going on. The site is under construction. There's going to be program speaking, you know, speakers that he's adding. If you'd like to reach out to him, contact information is on the site. Follow him on Twitter at DUI Experience, Facebook.com/TheDUIExperience. Well, that's going to wrap up our show for today, everyone. Be sure to get on over to BillGrownEnjoy.com. As I mentioned, BGE TV 132. Hyperlink on the site. Also, go ahead and check out our other shows that we have going on. Many, many great things and great guests that are there to not only educate you, encourage you, you know, just put you forward on the path of success overall in all the situations that we have in life. That's what Bill Grow and Joy is about, bringing the community together and letting that voice be heard to help one another. So you can follow me on Twitter at Calithia. Go to the BGE Twitter at BGE_radio. And that's going to conclude our show for today, Friday. Jiggy Jag is back. Another great show on teaching you guys and educating you guys on marketing. So as I always tell each and every one of you guys, build, grow, and enjoy. Have a great rest of your week. Goodbye.